I'm trying to keep these videos as focused as I possibly can. I know when I'm able to focus on a word or an idea, I remember it a lot better. I think that makes sense. But that's not so easy for me sometimes, especially at the beginning. For example, in a recent video, definite and indefinite articles, I presented four similar words, un and una, which both mean a or an, then unos and unas, which both mean some or a few. But unless you've been living under a rock, you've probably heard the words uno, dos, tres before. Well, that first word, uno, doesn't that look a lot like the words un, una, unos, and unas? How come I never taught you uno? And if uno is one, it is, then what's unos? You can't have more than one one. Well, that's what we're here to talk about today. We're gonna get to the numbers soon. Don't worry, it's not hard. You can actually say any number between 0 and 1 million with less than 35 words. But like I said, that's for another day. Today, I wanna focus on one number. One. One is the only number that's tricky in Spanish. The other numbers, you just memorize the words and say them when you need them. No singular plural, no masculine feminine. If you know your numbers, you're good. No thinking required. The only exception is one. One takes one of three forms. Un, uno, or una. You have to pick which one to use based on what you're saying. First, if you're talking about a masculine noun like chico, you would use the masculine form of one. But there are actually two masculine forms. Un and uno are both masculine. You only use uno when you don't say the noun. So just one is uno. That's why we use it when we count. Uno. Dos, tres. But one boy is un chico. If you say the noun, you don't say the O, un. If you don't say the noun, you say the O, uno. So one friend would be un amigo. You would never say uno amigo. That's why I didn't teach you uno in the definite and indefinite articles lesson. Now, if somebody asked how many friends are in your class, you could just answer uno. You would never just say un. Make sense? Un and uno are both singular masculine forms of one. The feminine side of things is easier. There's only one version, una. You use that whenever you want to say one for a female noun. One apple is una manzana. How many friends are in your class? Una. One. Real easy. Do these words look familiar? They should. If not, you need to go back and watch the video called Definite and Indefinite Articles. In that lesson, I told you that both un and una mean a or an. Confused? If you think about it, a or an mean the same thing as one. If you point to a bowl of cookies and tell somebody to grab a cookie for you, you're telling them to grab you one cookie. If you wanted more than one cookie, you wouldn't say a, you'd say some. Now, remember that some in Spanish is unos or unas. You learned that also in the lesson called Definite and Indefinite Articles. Some people get confused at first with this. I did. Unos and unas look very much like the plural form of one, but you can't have more than one one, so we know that's not the case. If you think like that, it's not hard to remember that unos and unas actually translate to some or a few. And I promise, once you use this a couple times, it just becomes second nature. That's it. To sum it all up, here are all the versions and definitions of that word. Un or una is one, a or an, and is used when the noun is specifically mentioned. One boy is un chico. A boy is un chico. One girl is una chica. A girl is una chica. Uno or una is just one when the noun isn't specifically stated, like counting. Uno, dos, tres. Unos or unas is some or a few. Remember that because there's no such thing as plural one. Some boys or a few boys is unos chicos. And some girls or a few girls is unas chicas. This should be pretty clear now. Don't look too much into it. Just go over to gringoespanol.com/uno-uno. Unos and download the Uno Unos worksheet. This worksheet should take you about 10 minutes to do, and when you're all done, you'll have this down and you'll never have to think about it again. The answer key is also at gringoespanol.com/uno-unos. If you like this video, if it cleared up any confusion, then why don't you go ahead and click the like button or the big thumbs up. If I charged for these videos, I'd know when I did a good job explaining and when I didn't based on which videos sold more. But I make these for free, so your likes are the only way I know if I did a good job or a bad job. So do not like this video if you didn't like this video, but please do if you did. I'll see you next time. Hasta luego. Adios, amigo.